Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
And we continue with Breakfast on 91.3 FM. We're trying to establish a link with the chairperson of the South African Hajj and Operators Association. We also want to hear from them how operators have been managing with all the movements of Hujjaj in the Holy City. Sadiq, Assalamu Alaikum and shukran so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh and jazakallah.
Mr. Steenkamp, before we get into all of the other questions that I've got lined up for you, what is the atmosphere like at the moment?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa barik wa sallim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And indeed, we as the judge here on Mina are very, very fortunate to be in this Holy City, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you know, after the Hajj, the holiday of Arafah, and people on Mina at the moment, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you can see that people are in high spirits, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We've dealt at Jamaraj yesterday, and I must say to you, the atmosphere is absolutely wonderful, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah. Mr. Steenkamp, also, you know, what have been the biggest challenges for the operators thus far?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you know, Hajj is, from a logistics point of view, are always very, very challenging. This year, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, on the day of Arafah, we have had Allah Ta'ala's rahmah during the waqt of Wukuf, the rain came down. Everybody went outside, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and everybody, you know, made the du'as within the rain. But of course, with that, you know, there's always also been a little bit of the camps that got wet and so on. So, alhamdulillah, we had to deal with that. Indeed, during yesterday at Muna, we've had some rain as well, and some of the mattresses got wet, and so we have to deal with that as well. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, those are the rahmah and the tears that Allah Ta'ala put forward to us, and that's the stuff that we had been dealing with. We are aware that there had been a few shortages of beds on Yom al-Tarwiyah that we had to sort out with the Imam, and those are some of the challenges that we had to deal with.
And the shortages of beds, that was resolved?
Alhamdulillah, it was resolved to an extent, but of course, you know, going forward, those are some of the issues that really needs to be dealt with going forward, inshallah.
Inshallah. So overall, are you happy with how the Hajj Ministry has rolled out its logistics over the past few days?
Well, alhamdulillah, I mean, you know, given the amount of people, the increased quotas, I think, you know, things have gone fairly smooth. As I said, you know, with regards to Hajj logistics, there are always some issues that they looked at. But overall, alhamdulillah, I mean, I think it has been a success thus far.
There has been also some concern, you know, even with people here at home. Just from your perspective, you know, as an operator, how is the pelting in Mina been going? We know that this is obviously the most feared part of the Hajj, given the stampede of 2015.
Yeah, in terms of Mina, the you know, the space had been a little bit congested. I mean, we need to acknowledge that. We need to see how this can be sorted out. But in terms of like food, in terms of the pelting of the Jamarat, in terms of making sure that people are comfortable, in terms of ablution facilities, those are things, alhamdulillah, that have been all in place. In terms of the transport from Mina into Arafah, back to Muzdalifah, all those things have been in place. So I think if you look at the overall situation, and if you look at, you know, the as I said, the overall logistics in place, and we must say, and overall, it had been a success, although we must acknowledge there are some of the overcrowding space, the shortage of beds that needs to be looked at.
And also, just before I let you go, what's the plan for the next couple of days, and when will we see, you know, the first group of Hujjaj returning home?
So in terms of the next couple of days, of course, today would be your second day of the Pelting Jamarat. And then you'd find that 90% of, you know, programs normally leave Mina, and tomorrow there's probably another 10% that normally stays for the third day. And at this stage, operators are busy organizing the departures. So inshallah ta'ala, you should see your first hujjah returning by about Friday, inshallah.
Amin, inshallah. Sadiq Stian comes at our chairperson. Shukran so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.